Star Formation Regulation and Self-Pollution by Stellar Wind Feedback, by Lachlan Lancaster et al. Stellar winds contain enough energy to easily disrupt the parent cloud surrounding a nascent star cluster, and for this reason have been considered candidates for regulating star formation. However, direct observations suggest most wind power is lost, and Lancaster 21a/b recently proposed that this is due to efficient mixing and cooling processes. Here, we simulate star formation with wind feedback in turbulent, self-gravitating clouds, extending our previous work. Our simulations cover clouds with initial surface density 10 squared minus 10 to the power of 4 m underscore, a dot, room pc, caret, minus 2, and show that star formation and residual gas dispersal is complete within 2 to 8 initial cloud-free fall times. The efficiently cooled model for stellar wind bubble evolution predicts enough energy is lost for the bubbles to become momentum-driven. We find this is satisfied in our simulations. We also find that wind energy losses from turbulent, radiative mixing layers dominate losses by cloud leakage over the timescales relevant for star formation. We show that the net star formation efficiency, SFE, in our simulations can be explained by theories that apply wind momentum to disperse cloud gas, allowing for highly inhomogeneous internal cloud structure. For very dense clouds, the SFE is similar to those observed in extreme star-forming environments. Finally, we find that, while self-pollution by wind material is insignificant in cloud conditions with moderate density, only less than 10 carat, minus 4, of the stellar mass originated in winds. Our simulations with conditions more typical of a superstar cluster have star particles that form with as much as 1% of their mass in wind material. This was Star Formation Regulation and Self-Pollution by Stellar Wind Feedback, by Lachlan Lancaster et al.